This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we look forward to next week with more crucial primaries. Primaries that are going to help determine whether or not the Republicans can take control of the United States Senate. What do they have to do? Sounds easy. They just have to find one Senate race to win where they, you'll pardon the expression, knock off, and no, I don't mean any physical harm of any violence of any kind, that they defeat an incumbent Democratic senator or take over a Senate seat that has been held by a Democrat. Republicans are ranked to have a good chance of doing that in New Hampshire. They have a good chance of doing that in Nevada. They're going to be trying, though, at the same time, to defend some Republican seats that are newly vulnerable because entrenched incumbents have retired. That's the case in Pennsylvania, which the Democrats believe they have a good chance of capturing. That's the case in Ohio, where right now J.D. Vance, the Republican nominee, is favored. But all of this goes to how complicated this this particular strategy becomes. And the difficulty, of course, is that there are unusually large number of very bitter, very angry Republican primary fights. I mentioned J.D. Vance winning the Senate nomination in Ohio. And yes, everybody covers the fact that he did that with the help of President Trump. But the interesting thing about this is that even though there are some people who are very enthusiastic supporters of the former president, this is not like a early primary before New Hampshire, before Iowa, before anywhere, for the presidential nomination of 2024. President Trump so far has had his successes. He had a big success with J.D. Vance because he was got his nomination. He won in a fairly close race against a very wide field because he had support and an endorsement from President Trump. And J.D. Vance acknowledges that. He's going to have a race now against Tim Ryan, who's a relatively moderate Democrat. And who knows? But J.D. Vance certainly favored. Pennsylvania is a different situation because in Pennsylvania, there's a chance that there will be a ticket, basically, between Doug Mastriani, and who is running for governor, and whoever is running for Senate, and they both may find very tough races. Now, President Trump actually has been very frustrated because his candidate in Pennsylvania, Mehmet Oz, the TV doctor, somewhat controversial, new to politics, obviously. And he actually served in the Turkish army. And, of course, they're making a big deal. His opponent, David McCormick, who was a hedge fund manager and a U.S. Army veteran, making an issue of the fact that up till just now, when he decided to run for Senate, Mehmet Oz maintained dual citizenship between the United States and his family's homeland in Turkey. But former President Trump, The Hill reports, warned Pennsylvania Republican voters on Thursday to vote against Kathy Barnett in the state's Senate's primary, which is coming up Tuesday, putting his muscle into an effort to quash an 11th-hour surge by the conservative activist. Kathy Barnett is 50. She had at one point a Christian radio show, not a tremendously influential one. She ran for the House of Representatives before, and she didn't do particularly well. She and very controversially, she refused to concede. She believed that she was a victim of election fraud, just like Trump did. Trump has not endorsed her, and in fact, he was very harsh toward her. He endorsed Mehmet Oz. And Kathy Barnett, by the way, in her congressional race, which was 2 years ago, got 41% of the vote. And her opponent got just under 60% of the vote. So it was not a close race. But this time, she's making a real race of it. And it says in the Hill, Trump, who has endorsed celebrity cardiothoracic surgeon Mehmet Oz in the race, said that Kathy Barnett will never be able to win the general election against the radical left Democrats. And he raised questions over her biography, because a lot of that biography in her earlier years is kind of blank. People don't know about it. She doesn't talk about it. While he indicated he would still back her in a general election if she does indeed clinch the GOP nomination. She has many things in her past, says President Trump, which have not been properly explained or vetted. But if she's able to do so, she will have a wonderful future in the Republican Party, and I will be behind her all the way, he said. But Dr. Oz is the only one who will be able to easily defeat the crazed lunatic Democrat in Pennsylvania. A vote for anyone else in the primary is a vote against victory in the fall. That crazed lunatic Democrat is the hipster lieutenant governor, whose name is Fetterman. And he is a strange guy, and he's very much sort of aligned with the Ocasio-Cortez wing of the party, the extreme left, and Pennsylvania is not that sort of state. It is, as James Carville, I think it was, said famously, Pennsylvania is like Pittsburgh on one end of the state, and Philadelphia at the eastern side of the state, and Alabama in the middle. Well, okay. Trump's statement comes as Barnett sees a surge in the polls, statistically deadlocked with Oz and former hedge fund manager Dave McCormick at the top of the pack. That polling boost has been complemented by a slate of prominent endorsements in the primary's home stretch, including from the anti-abortion Susan B. Anthony List and the anti-tax Club for Growth, each of which are investing in ad buys to boost Barnett's name recognition. This has to do with the emerging struggle for party leadership between the Club for Growth, which also supported Josh Mandel, who ended up being the main challenger to J.D. Vance. And the Club for Growth came in, supported Mandel strongly, but President Trump prevailed with J.D. Trump is known to take great pride, says The Hill, in the successes of his endorsed candidates, and appeared in Pennsylvania with Dr. Oz earlier this month to boost him ahead of the Tuesday primary. The former president suffered a defeat this week when his chosen candidate, that would be Charlie Herbster, he of the big white Stetson hat, fell short in Nebraska's GOP gubernatorial primary, though that was his only loss so far this cycle. Look, Herbster had 9 different women making accusations of a hashtag MeToo nature. And it didn't help him. Now, what does Trump have against Kathy Barnett? She said, our values never, never shifted to President Trump's values, she said during a debate in April. It was President Trump who shifted and aligned with our values. So what happens? Look toward a close race. But look to the Republican Party in trouble in the fall, unless they put aside the one issue that could kill them when that comes about. What is it? We'll get to that and to more on the Medved Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved show, I was looking last night at some of the polling, and there have been 14 major polls about the validity of the election that took place in 2020, where they asked people how they felt about, was it fair or was it fraud? Was the election legitimate or was it the greatest crime in history, as some have suggested, including a former president of the United States? And it's an important question. if the Republicans are going to continue debating it. Because if you look at all of these primaries, the basic division has to do with how much emphasis you're going to place on Stop the Steal. And the one thing that is very clear in all of these 14 polls, every one of the 14 polls shows that a majority of people who identify as Republicans have doubts about the election and whether the election is legitimate or not. In fact, there is a polling average of close to 60% of Republicans who think the election was the result of fraud and that Joe Biden basically stole it. Now, if there is such an overwhelming majority of people on the Republican side who have that negative view of the election, why is it a terrible idea on the Republican side to emphasize that? It can help you win a primary. It certainly helped J.D. Vance. He, by the way, didn't start off believing that the election was a fraud. And, of course, in Ohio, President Trump won decisively, so it really had no application. But he picked up the theme to compete to get pro-Trump votes, and that represents still a majority of the party. And the difficulty is it does not represent a majority of the country. And this is the astonishing thing. You can look at all of this polling, University of Massachusetts, YouGov, Quinnipiac, MarketWatch poll, Associated Press poll, Morning Consult poll, PolitiFact, USA Today poll. All of these polls, they're remarkably consistent, and they've only changed a little bit. There's an indication that the percentage of Republicans who believe that the election was stolen has gone down a little bit. The percentage of the public, which has never been big, who believe that the election was stolen, has gone down a lot. Just to give you one example, two different Quinnipiac polls taken 6 months apart from one another. In the first poll, which was taken right after the election, they found 34% had serious questions about the election being legitimate or not. 6 months later, they, after recounts, after audits, after more than a dozen major court cases regarding the counting and the process, after press investigations by right-wing and left-wing media, because there is such a thing as right-wing media, as you well know. And with all of that, the percentage of Americans at large who believed that the election was stolen had gone down from 34% of all Americans to 29%. Now, it's still too high and it's still unhealthy for our democracy. However, you cannot win a federal election. You cannot win a general election when only 29% of the people agree with you. Now, the reason I'm going through this is it's kind of difficult to understand what it is that the people on the commission, the January 6th commission, really are trying to accomplish here. Because I think most people hear it and they subpoenaed Kevin McCarthy and Jim Jordan and Scott Perry and a bunch of Republican Congress people yesterday, most of whom say they will not honor the subpoenas, which leads to continued contract. And all of this is about what happened January 6th. Why are the Democrats on that commission so determined to keep this controversy going? Because they know something that every single Republican should know. If Republicans are still caught up talking about the election of 2020, here with the elections, general elections of 2022, they might do fine in primaries. You can win a primary that way. But given the fact that the percentage of people in the who'd identify as Democrats or as independents, the percentage of people anywhere outside the Republican bubble who think that there was massive fraud and that the election was basically stolen from President Trump, the number of people who agree with that is very small. I shouldn't say the number is small, because anytime you're talking about even 25, 29, 30%, that's a great number of Americans. And there are that many. But see, those are Republican votes that President Trump, of course, got last time. And he needs more votes than that to win this time. And any Republican candidate needs more votes to win this time. So really, for the Republican Party right now, to simply try to ignore a pending House committee that's investigating what was a very dark day for the country, I think we can agree. Simply ignore it isn't viable. But to keep talking about the controversy surrounding the election, and yes, the January 6th riot was one facet of it, one expression of that controversy. All of this is a desperate ploy, it seems to me, for Democrats to go ahead and boost their chances of holding on to the Senate, which are also pretty good because there are vulnerable Republican seats in Missouri, in Pennsylvania, certainly, maybe in Wisconsin, where Ron Johnson is struggling in the polls. And there's just this hand-to-hand combat to control the Senate that right now is tied. I don't think the way you do that is by basically challenging the overwhelming sense in America, where close to 70% of all Americans think the election was, quote, free and fair. And that's fairly consistent if you look at all of these polls, which is somewhat worth doing if you're going to make an intelligent political decision. Speaking of making intelligent political decisions, there's a charge that the Democratic Party has been taken over by conspiracy theory about evil corporations trying to jack up prices out of greed. What's wrong with that theory? We'll be speaking to a columnist for the Washington Post coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is falling due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's early reading for May fell by more than 9% from last month, the survey noting a broad decline in consumer expectations across all income and age groups. High prices for durable goods have fewer Americans planning to buy big-ticket items in the coming months. Trump-era pandemic restrictions on illegal immigrants seeking asylum in the United States will stand for now. That's the ruling from a judge hearing the case involving the temporary restraining order against ending Title 42. Since 2020, it has been used more than 1.8 million times to deny illegal immigrants a chance to seek asylum in the United States due to COVID. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki held her final press briefing on Friday. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is one more thing, and again, with all of the controversies we have that are rending the country right now, about this particular controversy about what happened on January 6th and what happened on November 3rd on the election, and whether the election was free and fair, as most Americans believe, or whether you're part of that sizable minority of Americans, about 30%, who think there was something wrong with the election, that it was fraudulent. The difficulty with that point of view is, okay, let's say you're right. What are you going to do about it? Because there is no mechanism in the law, in the Constitution, in our politics to undo the results of a presidential election that has been certified, that has been checked, has been counted and recounted. There's nothing to do. Even if the most persuasive proof in the world, there are people who could be indicted, just as people have been indicted and some convicted, some pleaded guilty concerning January 6th. Very few of those people who have been indicted have been declared not guilty or have been acquitted. In fact, virtually none of them. They've all either copped a plea or gotten a conviction. And not such terrible or long or oppressive sentences, but some of them going to jail for like 4 years, which can take a chunk out of your life. The difficulty is, okay, if someone's involved in election fraud, you can punish him. But the only way to return Donald J. Trump to the White House is for him to win the presidential election that he is focused on right now, I think, which is coming up. It's a ways. It's 30 months from now. It's 2.5 years. And that is still a long time to continue hashing out how the votes were tallied in Georgia. I think this is one of the reasons that candidates who have focused on the idea of redoing the election, basically digging in again into early ballots and ballot pickup boxes and people who were vote harvesting and all of that, bringing us back into that is a political disaster, because the positive consequences are so unclear. This particularly at a time when there are so many other big issues, including one about where life begins. There's a lot of talk right now about babies. It's not just babies in utero, though there's that. It's newborns as well, who need some baby formula. CBS, this is 4.5, Jeremy, reported on the baby formula shortage, which is horrifying the country. Listen.
For 19-year-old Jaylene Orellana from Houston, getting baby formula required a three-hour drive to Austin.
It's hard physically, mentally, financially. Sometimes I do cry at night.
Orellana paid $120 for three cans for her six-month-old, Jasaeli. She's among the 75% of American parents who rely on some formula for their baby.
Okay, obviously that's not 75% of all parents. It's the 75% of those parents who have a baby at home. And again, is this concerning? Does $120 for three cans of formula sound reasonable or acceptable? Well, the president is apparently having meetings today. He met very appropriately on the phone or by phone connection, by Zoom, with the leaders of both Finland and Sweden, because Sweden has now completed this wonderful, wonderful news of two spectacularly great countries now joining NATO. This is Vladimir Putin's biggest nightmare, and in fact they're trying to shut off some of the electricity that Russia provides into Finland to punish the Finns. But they say polling in Finland that measures they have 80% support now for joining NATO because they're concerned about potential attacks by Russia. This is a positive thing. Not such a positive thing was the fact that the emergency aid for Ukraine, $39.8 billion, was blocked in the Senate, at least delayed. And because of one senator, only one, Rand Paul of Kentucky, who decided to put a hold on the ability of the Senate to take up this aid bill, which has already passed the House overwhelmingly. Here is Senator Paul explaining his new move. This is clip 8.
If this gift to Ukraine passes, our total aid to Ukraine will almost equal the entire military budget of Russia. And it's not as if we have that money lying around. We will have to borrow that money from China to send it to Ukraine. The cost of this package we are voting on today is more than the U.S. spent during the first year of the U.S. conflict in Afghanistan. Congress authorized force, and the president sent troops into the conflict. The same cannot be said of Ukraine. This proposal towers over domestic priorities as well.
Okay, and then he makes this explosive comment. This is clip 9.
If this gift to Ukraine passes, our total aid to Ukraine will almost equal the entire military budget of Russia. No matter how sympathetic the cause, my oath of office is to the national security of the United States of America. We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy. In March, inflation hit a 40-year high. Gasoline alone is up 48%, and energy prices are up 32% over the last year.
Okay, the idea that the aid to Ukraine is going to doom the U.S. economy, that's based on what exactly? The truth is that right now revenue to the U.S. economy is huge, and it's going up. It's one of the reasons that the deficit, which is much too high, has begun to go down, even with the inflation going on. Because part of what happens with inflation is the government doesn't take less of a bite. It gets more of a bite. There's more funds coming in. And the point about this is that when Rand Paul talks about some of the problems we have domestically, the fact is that this is an emergency. If Ukraine were overwhelmed in this struggle, if they don't succeed, if Russia doesn't pay in some kind of damage to Russian power and prosperity and prestige, if Russia doesn't pay a price for its aggression, there will be more of it. Perhaps against Finland before it formally becomes a NATO member. Certainly very probably against Moldova, where the threats have already been there. Or perhaps it comes to seizing even more of Ukrainian territory and fighting ruthlessly to keep that there. If that kind of destabilization occurs in Europe, then it's also a great encouragement for China to attack Taiwan. And the entire sense of international order, which has been strengthened by people rallying to NATO and doing what the United States began under President Obama to ask NATO members to do, all of the NATO members, including Sweden and Finland, now targeting that 2% of the GDP paying for defense. We'll talk about that idea of taking in more in taxes at a time of economic trouble coming up on the MedVet Show.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
I've only been listening to you for about 20 minutes and already my hair is on fire.
The Michael MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medved Show, just talking about why the budget deficit is falling. We've already paid billions of dollars, don't know exactly how much so far, to Ukraine. We're going to be paying, and Ron Paul being the, Rand Paul, pardon me, being the only objection in the U.S. Senate to this particular emergency, $39.8 billion more. And it's an emergency, and there's a great deal depending on it. But the Wall Street Journal has a question, why is the budget deficit falling? First of all, they say it's not something for which Joe Biden deserves any credit at all. What they point out is that spending has fallen sharply this fiscal year, but the reason isn't congressional restraint or presidential leadership. The explanation is the net result of large decreases in pandemic-related spending offset by smaller increases in other spending, as the Congressional Budget Office puts it in its April budget summary. Democrats wanted to make many pandemic programs permanent, but Build Back Better failed to pass the Senate. Thank you, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. The other reason, which nobody in Washington wants to report or acknowledge, is that tax revenue is booming. Federal receipts through April rose an astonishing $843 billion from a year earlier, or 39%, all the way up to nearly $3 trillion. That's still a third. There's still a third of the fiscal year to go. Now, people are paying more in taxes. That actually reflects some of the impact of inflation. Individual income tax rose $698 billion, or 68%, thanks to economic growth and inflation that boosts nominal incomes. The feds are getting more than their fair share. Corporate income tax revenue continued its torrid pace. It rose $38 billion, or 21%. The CBO, Congressional Budget Office, concedes that revenue for fiscal 2022 is likely to exceed its forecast from last summer by between $400 billion and $500 billion. Washington has a lot of money, but lack of cash flow is not one of them right at this moment. All of this adds up to boom times in the Beltway, but Mr. Biden still wants a record tax increase? Isn't a 39% raise enough? That's the amount of new money coming in. And why is this so essential? Why is it so crucial? There's at a piece in the New York Times, which is outstanding, and it's by a British diplomat named Nigel Gould Davies, who was a former ambassador to Belarus, British ambassador, and he is a senior fellow for Russia and Eurasia at the International Institute for Strategic Studies in London. And he says, what the West is unclear about regarding Ukraine is how it wants the war to end. While it has chosen the means to respond to Russia's aggression, principally military aid to Ukraine and sanctions against Russia, it is not determined or defined the ends that these methods will serve. Instead, Western policy has largely been focused on outcomes it wants to avoid rather than achieve. Within these constraints, there are many possible outcomes to the war. But in practice, the choice is simple. Will Russia be better or worse off than when it began this invasion on February 24th? Any outcome that leaves Russia better off would be a victory for the Kremlin, even if Moscow falls far short of its original goal of subordinating all of Ukraine. The West needs a strategy, writes Nigel Gould Davies. The West needs a strategy that guarantees Russia will end up regretting its actions. A piece that, for the second time since 2014, rewards a Russian invasion with Ukrainian territory would have severe consequences for Ukraine's future, Western security and credibility, and the norms of sovereignty and non-intervention that underpin the international order. And this also explains why Finland took the bold move yesterday. Sweden is following course today. Why would these countries, both of which are very close physically to Russia, there's over an 800-mile border that Finland shares with Russia. And they write, now it's over at the Wall Street Journal, In the journal they write, plenty of delusions led to Putin's attempted conquest of Ukraine, and one of the biggest was assuming that the war would weaken NATO. The alliance is more unified after the invasion, and it's now set to accept nations that didn't join even at the height of the Cold War. NATO membership would strengthen Finland's security. As a member of NATO, Finland would strengthen the entire defense alliance. So said the Finnish president and prime minister in a joint statement yesterday. Finland must apply for NATO membership without delay. We hope that the national steps still needed to make this decision will be taken rapidly within the next few days. Sweden, Finland's neighbor and fellow European Union member, is expected to make a similar announcement this weekend. Well, they just did. The Swedish and Finnish publics increasingly back the decision. More than three-quarters of Finns support NATO accession, and there's no sign of serious opposition within the alliance. But it still could take NATO's 30 current members a year or so to ratify the applications. They should move forward on that, just as they should move forward on overcoming the resistance of Senator Rand Paul, who has gotten a lot of publicity and basically done no serious damage, I believe, to the cause of decency and justice and sanity, which all indicate that this is a very serious war. What is at stake? And again, this is the point from this British expert, Nigel Gould Davies. And I shouldn't use the term expert because that has almost a bad connotation now. But he's someone who has worked with Russians as a diplomat and now looks at the idea of world security. He says, there is no costless way to address a major security and humanitarian threat to the continent. Further sanctions would be inconvenient for Europe, but they would be disastrous for Russia. The West must prevail in this contest of resolve. The West should also engage the wider international community in support of this agenda of sovereignty and independence from imperialist aggression. This means not only that Congress should pass immediately the $40 billion military support package that President Biden has requested, but also that Europe should follow suit. June marks the 75th anniversary of the Marshall Plan, which revived an exhausted Europe, restored its confidence, and helped to contain Soviet power. It could now be fitting for Europe, in turn, to restore the confidence and security of Ukraine by unambiguously committing to both the restoration of Ukraine's territory and the reconstruction of its war-torn economy. It's the Ukrainians who are making the ultimate sacrifice. But the point over here is, what will history say? How will this moment be remembered? Lincoln said in his annual speech to Congress in 1862, "My fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. No personal significance or insignificance can spare one or another of us. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation." Look, I think that's where we are now. We thought we had won the Cold War decisively. And no, this is not a return of the Cold War, because in the Cold War, Russia controlled so many of these nations that right now we are helping defend their freedom. Nations like Poland and Czechoslovakia and Romania and Bulgaria, which is right next to Russia. Nations that are standing up for the progress of humanity. And America's role in having liberated those nations from Cold War tyranny, America's role has not diminished or dissolved. It remains essential for the future of the world and for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11 plus, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.